And it was through this phase, this greatest wake-up call for me, that I took the greatest leap that I've ever had in my life. Not just in terms of my capabilities and my happiness that skyrocketed relative to where it had ever been, but in my deeper understanding of the mind and understanding of our lives. And that's where these two big paradigms came from. The getting there program and feeling amazing at will. So let's talk about these now. So what is the getting there program? Well, let's break it down. One, getting there meaning that in our brains, we think that something needs to happen to change how we feel. When I get that house, when I get that new job, when I get married, when I make my money, whatever it is, because the left hemisphere of our brains is a linear processor, meaning it operates in a time-based reality. It works on logic or cause and effect. It thinks all this happens sequentially. That's the first part. The second part is, why do I call it a program? Because of the way I just described it to you. I perceive that way the brain operates to be just like a computer. It's just an instruction set. If I get that house, feel good. If I get that job, feel good. And what's implied in this is that it lives in a place of lack. That without that job, or without that house, or without being married, that's its excuse for not feeling how it wants to feel. So now we're getting to the core of what's going on in that brain, that it's stuck in lack. And because of the way that our bodies and minds are set up, the job of that brain is to believe that if only something would change, then it would feel how it wants to feel. Yet, that linear processor that is our brain is operating on a different channel to our feelings, so they're disconnected. And the best that brain can do is rationalize what would change our feelings. And without going into too much depth on this, it has no clue why we feel the way we do, let alone what will change our feelings. Think about those days you wake up on the wrong side of the bed. What's that about? Is your life worse? Did something bad happen? Or did something just change in the body-mind machine that you're experiencing it feeling different? This is the reality of our lives. The energetic body feels a certain way. That brain processes a reason for it, and then believes it needs to somehow change that in order to change how we feel. Think of a very basic notion of cause and effect. Why do you feel so happy today? Notice that in our society, it's implied that you need a reason. Why? And then you're forced to make up a reason. Well, I'm just feeling good. Oh, something good happened to me. And as long as we live in that getting there program, we're constantly at the whim of that brain. And how we think and feel is conditioned on the objects around us, meaning things, and the things that are happening in our lives, and it's wrong. And the best way to prove it to yourself is exactly the example I gave earlier. It's the most simple. You can be feeling so-so, call it you're feeling a 7 out of 10, and then you have a couple drinks. Now how are you feeling? Why do we drink? Because on a whim, we prove to ourselves that by changing our neurology, we change how we feel. Has your life gotten any better? Did your job change? Did you get a new lover, boat, car, house, whatever? No, nothing changed. But in changing your neurology, your entire life experience changes. So why on earth would that brain think we need to change our lives to feel a certain way? Why would it think you need a new iPhone to feel good? Or, oh, when you get that promotion, then you'll feel good. Or if you don't get it, now you've got justification for not feeling good. Or if you don't have that iPhone, oh, someone's got a better iPhone than you. That's why you feel worse. And you see the point that I'm trying to make on this getting there program is that it's so implied in our thinking that what happens in our life causes how we feel, that our lives are literally oriented around it. And it's wrong. The only thing that leads to how we feel is us. What we're talking about here is the absolute core of human happiness, of fulfillment. See, this is why when people say, well, that person's got all that money and all that fame and all that success, why aren't they happy? See, it's implied that when you've got those things, you're automatically happy, and it's wrong. And where did I see this in my own life? When I'm doing what I want, then I feel amazing every day. Then I was doing what I wanted. Then the story in the brain became, well, once I built this business, then I'll feel amazing every day. Once I write my book, then I'll feel amazing every day. And it's a lie. It's wrong. Because we can choose how we feel right now. A client said to me the other day, now we've spent a few months on these topics, that she really gets it. That she's retired. She's got all the money that you could want. She's got a lot of success and prominence, yet she didn't feel how she wanted to feel. So in her brain, it was that she needed to find those things to fill her time so she could feel how she wants to feel. That old getting there program tricking her to believe there's just something else she needs to do. It wasn't enough that she worked her butt off in building an amazing career, built a lot of wealth, a lot of success. Now she needed to fill her time to feel how she wanted to feel. And what she said to me the other day was that now she wants to fill her time because she wants to fill her time. She's already feeling amazing. And filling her time is just about scheduling, being engaged more in meaningful things. But that having spent some time on this together, she's learned to train herself to feel how she wants to feel and to see that getting there program is wrong. That there's nothing that needs to happen. There's nothing you need to get in order to feel how you want to feel. Case in point is Viktor Frankl and his book Man's Search for Meaning. Even in the Nazi concentration camps, you can choose your thoughts. You can choose how you feel. You don't need to get out of a Nazi concentration camp to feel how you want to feel. And you don't need to get anything else in your life to change. Because you can choose this right now. You also see that the Getting There program is the core of this problem about the journey and the destination. Again, we have so many useless platitudes in our society. Oh, it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. Okay, well, how many people live that way? Really, you hear people say this stuff all the time, and you can ask them, well, what specifically are you doing to live this way? Because the Getting There program is really hard to overcome. By definition, the Getting There program is all about the destination. And so how do you keep overcoming this program to live the journey? It might seem complicated, but in fact, it's actually very easy. And it's the core of what we're spending time on in this ultimate day system. You become hyper-focused on your day right now. Instead of looking for tomorrow or the next day or getting something or getting somewhere to fill you up, you hone in on what fills you up today. You use your body in ways that feel good. You use your mind in ways that think good. You absorb yourself so deeply in what you're doing that you're literally just absorbed in the journey. See, this too is the core of a lot of the Eastern teachings around being present. Or, say, the difference between doing and being. See, they all sound like really good teachings. But how do you use them? Like one of those things you write down, yeah. You're not a human doing. You're a human being. Someone says it with their nice little uniform on and it sounds intelligent. Now go and try and live it. What does it actually mean? How do you live it? And the answer, as we keep going deeper into this program, is that you're living in the flow state. You're living in the journey. Not in theory. Not because you learned some nice little platitude, but because you baked it into your day. Literally, the system for your ultimate day is baking flow into your day. So all day, every day, you're just immersed in what you're doing, beyond that thinking mind, out of the realm of their getting their program, living flow to flow, fully immersed in your day. The getting there program also leads us neatly into paradigm two, feeling amazing at will.